systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Gem Hole. Today is Friday, October 9th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 256, the Gem Hole, Friday.
256!
I hate my girlfriend.
It's amazing.
So bad.
Oh my god.
I'm not even gonna say what episode number this is. You can just fuck off then.
256.
Starting after this show.
It's 256.
No more kaboom, no more episode numbers. How's that?
Quit.
Is that what you want?
Fuck yourself.
You don't love me, you just love my kaboom, that's all.
I do.
If you guys are listening live, I apologize for my girlfriend's mouth. TheJamHole.com/feedback/type shit, I'll read it, or give us a call, 462-044-4687. That's the live call-in number. So. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm really
You're
cold.
Still sick?
Cold. Yes.
How long have you been sick for now?
About 2 weeks.
And
ever since the first time I saw Burger.
Right. Thank you, Burger. And
Thank
me?
You.
Not so much.
You
Did
know.
Not catch it.
I'm glad because you would. I bet you would be a whiny bitch.
Oh, you have no idea.
You'd be like,
dude.
No show tonight.
There,
I'm sick.
There's a reason
baby,
I only.
Maybe bring me food in bed.
No, not that
Wipe
bad.
My
maybe.
Ass
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But there is a reason, a very good reason, why I don't get sick. And it is because of that. I don't deal well with it.
At all.
So, I'm glad you're handling it for us.
Dude, I handle sickness like a champ. You don't even know.
I have noticed.
Fucking A, dude. I got it down to a science.
And MDS says 256 is a big number in Nerdland.
Yeah. Big Mouse is a milestone to me.
Ward from the Basement Boys writes...
Oh, God.
Subject line, wet holes and dirty hose, one and the same, which is a reference to their episode, what was it, 70?
Oh, the one that was talking some shit?
69 was the supplement, was from our live
right,
show.
Right, 70 was
70
the one afterwards
was,
where
right.
they were talking about some
where they,
banging
they,
action in the shower.
Where they sobered up and brought to our attention that maybe somebody did have sex. Matt and Danny. In order to set the tone for this message, first I would like you to say, in your face, bitch! In your face, bitch!
Bitch.
The way you would say it, then read what follows in the same tone. Oh, was I not supposed to read that part? First of all, as I recall per my conversation with Matt on the phone, Matt asked if Josh had sex with Rochelle, or if that was just a joke. I said, yes, it happened. In your face, bitch.
In your face!
I never said her name. However, it appears I must be mistaken. Did they not have sex? He must... Mm-hmm. He's mistaken. Apparently, I just imagined moaning coming through the paper-thin wall between my bed and the bathroom. I must have just imagined her being in the room after said moaning. Maybe she just takes an intimate shit. And also... must have only assumed she confirmed that they engaged in carnal activities in the hall and around the exterior of the building as well.
Oh.
They were... Wow.
Ugh.
I don't know if I could keep a boner up out in this 30-degree weather. I mean, it was a little warmer then.
Yeah,
so,
it was a lot warmer then.
But I don't know, man. Stick your dick in the snow. If you guys have snow, stick your dick in it and then see what you pull out. It won't be your dick.
It'll be a nib.
It'll be the shell of your former penis. So small. Carnal activities around the hall outside. I should have realized it was suspect when she rode out of the room on a unicorn. What does that mean?
It means it was fake and fictitious.
Oh.
Got it?
He does. Big Mouth says he is a cunning linguist. That is true.
He is.
Listen.
He is.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Are you all listening?
Yeah.
Burger says pics or get the fuck out. I'm in on that. Let's see some pics or get the fuck out. Listen, she fucked him and she enjoyed it.
Ooh.
Ooh. In your face, bitch!
Some trash going on. We're slinging some mud.
It irritated the fuck out of me because when they finish, Josh felt it was time to wake me even more so we could go get continental breakfast because apparently he can fuck his way all over the building but doesn't want to seem alone making a waffle. I'm an adult, and yes, I have a podcast. But aside from what, aside from that, what I would seek to gain by making something up like that? What would he seek to gain?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I gave her a ride that morning. If you know what I mean, did she just fuck both of them?
That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
But seriously, she's like my ex.
Hold on, hold on.
I don't know.
I gave her a ride that morning on our way out of town and dumped her on the side of the road next to some big metal shed. So if someone knows that landmark. Anyway, I wouldn't have given her a ride if she was going to put into question my credibility. Word of advice to her. Hey, Rochelle, listen up. Word of advice. If you don't want the people from your local podcast to know that associate with another podcast that came into town, maybe don't fuck one of the hosts of said internet radio show podcast.
Maybe.
And how about don't be disrespectful to the other host by doing it in the room while he's fucking sleeping? Sorry, it was in all caps. I just especially if the other host is well past his college years and doesn't really partake in that bullshit. Ward's an old man. He's an old married
man. He's 30.
What would Ward's wife think if there was coitus happening in the same room as him? That's divorce right there, buddy. And I doubt he has a prenup. I fucking doubt it. You almost just wrecked his life. That's fucked up.
She probably would have just bitched at Josh.
Now, most of that blame for the action goes to Josh, of course, because and his ridiculous pursuit. But let's be a grown-up and admit when you do something. And, by the way, she had expressed to Josh she didn't want her name dropped, so we didn't do that. But it's pretty obvious who it was. Anyway, I'm rambling, so I'll digress and say this. In your fucking face, bitch! Don't mess with the Zoltan! Signed, Ward, from the Basement Boys.
Awesome. Okay.
So, have you seen her at work?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Did she quit? Did she quit because of this?
I don't know.
I hope not. And it wasn't even a big deal. I could see maybe Josh...
Who cares?
Check this out. This is why I think it's a deal. Because Josh was like, that's Braden's ex. Braden was part of the jam hole. I'm gonna fuck her. That's the only thing I could see. Just because of how he put it. He's like, something about Josh's ridiculous pursuit. Like, Josh, before they even left, was like, hey, you know that hot chick Braden's living with now that used to be his girlfriend? I'm gonna fuck her. I kind of see that.
I don't know.
I could kind of see that.
Well, you gotta give it to him.
Guitar Hero Dave says, she is hot, though. I'll give you that. She is hot.
You gotta give it to Josh, though.
Yeah, I mean, if so,
that gumpy, gay-looking fuck, man.
I'm surprised he had sex with anybody wearing that sweater vest. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
I'm definitely impressed.
She was totally into Braden. Braden's kind of emo, man.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of what he looked like, just not as skinny and pale. So,
wow.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I think that she doesn't want to admit it because he's an idiot.
Maybe. No,
I love Josh.
Josh is great,
but like, she's probably like, she was just drunk and wanted some ass. It's probably what it was. And now she doesn't want to tell anybody about it.
Well, hey, we've all done things we regret. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
We've all taken chicks home at the bar when it's nice and dark and maybe a little smoke filled and you're like, fuck yeah, that's a winner. And you wake up and you're like, fuck no, I lost. And then you try to leave before she wakes up. We've all done that.
Yep.
Don't lie.
Yep.
If you're lying, you lie to yourself, you lie to God, you lie to me. Don't fucking do that. Got another email here. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
It's Mav.
Mav! I like this guy. He's cool.
Yeah, he likes you from the sounds of it. This is Mav from work. I haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I'd send a message to
you. This is bullshit, because earlier I'm like, hey, did you get a message from that guy? I was like, he's sending me a message.
No, you said, did my friend leave a comment? And I said no, because he didn't leave a comment. He sent a message. Huh?
I was looking for... Fuck you. Okay, read it.
I haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I'd send a message to you. This is via MySpace, remember? We need to hook up and have drinks sometime. Dot, dot, dot.
In a New Yorker accent, because that's what he sounds like.
We need to fucking hook up, eh? And have drinks sometime. Dot, dot, dot. You've been on my mind.
What?
Mav. Oh. P.S. Dark Leonetti at MySpace.com. You asked me earlier if I had his address.
Yeah.
That was it.
You did. You fucking prick.
Now,
tell me.
I'm curious why you're having booty calls send messages to the jam holes MySpace.
I just told him about the show and, not, and gave him a card.
And not your personal one.
I know.
Mav, listen to me. Look at me. Camera one. Look at me, Mav.
Camera one. This is a big dude. Don't fuck it up, man. This is a big dude.
That's fine. What I said still stands. If you want to fuck dudes, like, that's fine. Because,
no.
You know, I'm fucking chicks, so whatever.
That wasn't it. It was just, I told him about the show, and he's a cool dude.
I haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I'd send a message to you.
His schedule was changed.
We need to hook up and have drinks sometime. You've been on my mind.
I don't know about the on my mind part, but...
Huh? Amy's B says, at least she doesn't sneak around. Like some chicks or what?
Like most chicks?
Like, I just thought that was amusing that, like, this dude is like, man, she's so hot, and she gave me this card. I'm going to totally send her a message. Hey, get a hold of me. 406-873-2498. Hook it up. My name's Mav. You could be the goose to his Maverick.
What?
Top Gun?
What?
Come on. Don't pick up chicks on MySpace.
No,
what,
but...
Didn't we learn... Didn't we just get done reading a story about somebody that got fucking raped and killed because they tried to pick up a chick on MySpace?
Anyway, he's really cool. No, I know him from
work.
No,
it sounds like it.
Stop it. I can't...
I'm
like,
just
AMB
playing.
Says, don't take it there. She can't control what other people
say.
Oh,
no, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Which I cannot. I talked to him about the show... Explained it. He said it sounded
awesome.
You just awesome.
Failed to be like, oh, by the way, the dude that hosts the show, that's my boyfriend. He pays my rent. Don't fuck this up. No, I just found it very amusing because I, like, got a message while I was at
like
work.
He's like that, though. Like, he's like, hey, how you doing, sweetheart? Like, things like that. Seriously, he calls me sweetheart all the time. He's fucking, he's a nice New Yorker. That's what it is.
A nice New Yorker.
That's his mentality, I guess. So,
a nice one?
He can't help but be flirtatious, I suppose. I don't know.
Me neither, dude. Every office I'm in and out of.
This guy has got it
down
to a T.
I'm smacking asses. I'm, like, brushing tits. I can't help it. I'm just a flirty guy.
No, this guy, seriously, dude, all you gotta do is look at him and he smiles, and you're like, oh, damn, my lips just quivered. Like,
really?
He's good at flirting. He's really
good.
Is he hot?
At... Can we fuck him?
No.
I looked at his profile. He is bisexual.
What? No.
You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that, did you?
He does not seem like a bisexual character.
Read
at
his
all.
Profile.
He's got some gorgeous eyes, though. Kind of like Burger. Like,
yeah?
Remember I said Burger's got
How
some gorgeous
balls?
Eyes? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
All right.
But he's Italian, and yeah.
Huh. Who else is Italian? If only we... Huh.
No, he's really cool, though. He's just really flirty. Like, every time he's out there, he's got a couple girls around him and stuff, and they're all out.
Oh, no, me too, dude. All day, I'm like, can I carry this water? And the chicks are like, hey, Matt, let me carry that for you. I'm like, okay, I guess. Do
yeah,
we have
AMP
any?
Says, just be flattered that some other dude wants to fuck your girlfriend.
Everybody wants to fuck her. No, it's great. If she could only figure out how to, like, get them to give her stuff, like, monies and
yeah, that would
shit.
Mean, like, actually fucking them.
And then you could, well, that's fine. Just pay me. Pay this nigga right here. I ain't above pimping.
If they're at Calitech, they ain't.
Never once
that
did
well
I
off.
Say my morals would disallow... My pimpedness. Never once.
What was it? Dark
I'll
Leonetti?
Pimp. I'll pimp all night. I don't give a fuck.
Dark Leonetti?
I got bills to pay.
God damn it. He's a cool dude. I thought he was awesome, so I gave him a card and shit. And
no,
that's
I know.
Where the MySpace
I just found
that, so.
That amusing. So is anybody...
Fine, that's it. Fuck you.
What? It's funny.
It's
You've
cute.
Been on my mind.
He's a
Let's
sweet
have
guy.
Drinks. Let's have drinks because I'm awkward and I don't know how to talk to women unless I'm drunk.
No, no, no. I talked to him about drinking before. I was like, no, you know, we should all go out and have drinks or whatever. I said something like that before. So
he's going to snub you at work tomorrow.
That's not cool.
You didn't say you had a boyfriend, you fucking bitch.
He's a sweet guy.
Does anybody live in Dallas, Texas? I mean, obviously people live in
Dallas. I've
been to
that airport.
Well, apparently the Dallas police, I just figured, you know, we do a little PSA here. It's just we're about helping fans, helping the people, helping the world.
Wait, MDS says you said I could have her for a can of Red Bally, dude.
Yeah?
Oh,
I don't
want to
have a can of Red Bally, do I? Okay, then. So the Dallas police are looking for a man who they say repeatedly sneaks into backyards, dances around naked, and then runs away.
Cool.
Dallas police cannot find this guy.
It's not too bad. He's not hurting anybody.
Police believe the man has been exposing himself in the same neighborhood since 05.
Nice.
Four years
of streak dancing.
Hey, Dallas police, what the fuck are you doing? 4 years.
Watching him dance.
And he's pudgy, by the way.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's not what you're thinking. Like, hey, that sounds cool. You know how, like, when businesses have packages for UPS, they'll put a sign up that's like, UPS, please? There's some people that are like, naked dancer, please. And he's like, all right, just making the rounds, delivering my big, fat, jiggly nakedness. That's awesome.
Ugh.
I hope the cops find you. Police said he usually climbs a fence or goes through a gate and either dances naked or jumps in a swimming pool naked. Police said he also has danced naked on top of a backyard air conditioning unit.
Nice.
Oh, that is the last straw. You go outside to smoke and, like, there's this dude fucking, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot, like, all up on the AC.
Wiggling his man titties.
That's so awesome. Yeah, so the Dallas Police Senior Corporal, Janice Crowther. Oh, well, that's why you haven't caught him yet. Your senior corporal's a chick.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not very nice.
She said police want to catch him before it escalates into something worse. What could be worse than a pudgy naked dude dancing in your backyard?
A pudgy naked dude dancing in your backyard while
trying to rape
backyard,
you.
Trying to rape you. Or
that's worse. Okay.
Or killing your dog or cat, smearing its blood on his penis.
Guitar Hero Dave says his ex's house, you think? Perhaps.
They would have caught him then.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Since 05.
He's just a fucking flasher, man. He wants everybody to look at his penis.
What is it with that? I never understood.
Just to get someone, like I think.
Just
I
like, look
is.
At my dick. Ah, you looked at it. I feel better now. I'm going to go to work. Like, I don't understand the allure of it.
No, I think I know what it is.
Oh, please. Have you done this?
No.
Danny?
I've ran down the road naked several times.
Well, so. I've biked down Main Street naked a couple times, so what?
It's just be naked, whatever, it's fun.
Right.
People dare you.
But
stuff.
I mean, I grew out of that. I didn't do it for 4 years straight, you know?
Or like Berger just said, drunk, question mark. You could be drunk and bored.
A raging bored alcoholic.
Nudist.
Nothing worse than a raging, bored, nudist alcoholic.
Right. But the thing is I think that
he only dances to Weird Al songs.
That'd be awesome. But, like, dirty, sweaty guys that all they think about are these, like, innocent, like, untouched
dirty, sweaty
girls.
Girls. Oh,
no,
right.
No, like, pretty innocent, untouched girls. Like,
16 to 18.
What's the most awesome thing? Making them, like, forcing them to look at something
rape.
Disgusting.
I'd say rape is the most
well,
awesome
he's
thing.
He's raping their eyes.
If I had
what
to pick
he's doing.
In the world, all the things that are awesome, I'd say rape is at the top of that list, or very near.
He's raping their eyes, and it's amusing to him, because he can't really, like, go to, I mean, like, he can't get.
Actually, I'm going to say rape is number two. Number one would probably have to be Cinnamon Bagel Fools. No?
What?
I'm a huge fan of those.
And rape.
And rape. All right.
I thought I was getting raped the other night. I
even
said,
hey,
is
hold
this
on,
rape?
Hold on. Who made sex weird the other night?
You did.
You did.
You did.
You did.
You did.
No.
Yes.
You did.
You did.
How many porns have you ever watched where it doesn't actually start with the chick sucking the dude off? None. Unless it's like freaky BDSM type shit. Every. Sync. That's
sometimes
how you're supposed to have sex.
With
who
the dude
taught you to have
out?
Who taught you to have sex? Penis in mouth, pussy in mouth. You gotta get the dick hard, get the pussy wet, and then you can fuck. Obviously. So check
Sometimes
this out.
Sometimes we just don't do it. What?
So I go in there, I'm like, all right, and I start like, you know, flipping my stuff around, and she's like, I don't want to do that. Let's just fuck. And I'm like, well, you're not helping this boner at all, which is gone now, thank you. And so we laid there for a while, and she's like, all right, I'm waiting. She's starting to fall asleep. I'm like, just put it in your fucking mouth so we can do this and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I'm not gonna. I'm stubborn. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, fine. Fuck it. So I come back in the living room, and I turn on some porn, and I'm like, by this time, you were sleeping.
I was.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck her then. I'm gonna jerk off right before I come. I'm gonna run in there, and I'm gonna just bleh all over her face while she's sleeping. So I start doing that and stuff, and I got all hard and shit, and I'm like, she's probably gonna punch me if I do this. So rather than, like, just run in right before I was about to finish, I just, like, got it all fucking super hard and shit, and then I ran in there, fucking ripped the blankets off, cracked the legs open, and just rammed it home. Don't ever make sex awkward like that again.
That was really creepy, and I didn't even want to have sex when we were doing that. I was like, God fucking
I know,
because
you were just laying there like, are you done yet? But you totally wanted to fuck before that happened.
Yeah,
at
I
all.
Was turned on and shit before. Then it got all weird. I was like, yeah. It's
Why did you make it weird?
You made it weird. Yeah,
hold on. Little kid, do we
you
need
don't
to...
know how to interact without getting your dick sucked.
I do.
You
I
don't.
Just prefer not to. It's like, how I was raised. It's my religion. Don't start a religious war over this. I'll die for my religion. You don't know
You'll
me.
I'll die for blowjobs.
I will die for blowjobs and rape.
Oh, my God.
Pseudo rape. Sorry. It's... pseudo-rape. Because it wasn't really rape. Was it? Did I rape you?
I think you did, dude. I was totally the fuck asleep. And I woke up and I'm like, is this... am I fucking getting raped?
Yes, I am. P-Tex says, I'm with you, bro. I know, right? It's best thing in the world.
Not... I don't want to suck dick all the time.
Oh, and if you guys, Guitar Hero Dave says she wanted it. Of course she did. She always wants it. If you guys were wondering, I went on the day after, what was it, Thursday, to get the tire fixed, the flat.
Uh-huh.
It was a nail in the tire. I was at the tire place for like almost 4 hours, three and a half hours. And like, if you know that you're going to be here a while, would you maybe tell the person? Because they're like, so are you dropping it off or are you going to wait for it? And I'm like, well, I'm just going to wait for it. How long does it take to patch a tire, right? Mm-hmm. So she's like, okay. Right there is when you should have been like, it's going to be about 3.5 to 4 hours. Are you sure you want to wait for it? Because then I would have been like, nah, called up the office and been like, someone please come pick me up. I would have used the other truck to do my route. I didn't start my big, giant in-town route till like, 1 o'clock. I fucking hustled my ass off. I was so pissed, dude. I'm sitting there waiting, and where I'm sitting, I can see where the truck's at. So, you know, I'm waiting for them to go get it and pull it out. And I'm falling asleep, like, in this chair reading Science Friction because I'm so tired. Because I had to get up early, and I was up late, you know, we were doing the show and raping her and everything. And, like, an hour goes by.
Last night it wasn't rape, it was the night before.
Thursday, oh, right, that's what I'm saying. And then Thursday morning when I got it fixed, I was tired because I was up, right. So, and I'm sitting there, like, an hour goes by, and the truck's still there. I'm like, are you serious? And finally, like, 3 hours in, I go up there, and I'm like, so... do you know about how much longer this is going to be? Because I actually have work to do. As much as I'm enjoying the fuck out of getting paid to just sit here and fall asleep and listen to every other retard that comes into here talk about whatever the fuck they're talking about, like, I have work to do that needs to get done. And they're like, oh, actually, you're next. Cool. Thank you. 3 hours later. Tire place.
No
Unfucking believable.
Kidding.
And then, yeah, it took them. And then they didn't even rotate the tires. I'm like, okay, patch that. And then, you know, can you rotate them? Because it's wintertime now and they haven't been rotated yet. And she's like, yeah, sure. Didn't fucking do that. So fuck you guys, Les Schwab. Fucking pricks.
That sucks.
And I understand they were busy because we had, you know, the frost. And this was before it snowed at all. So as soon as the frost hits, all these fucking retards are like, oh my god, I gotta get my snow tires on. Because no one knows how to fucking drive unless they have studs and chains and fucking big paddles sticking out of their tires or something. Nobody drives well in this snow for some reason.
I don't at all.
As soon as that shit hits, they just get mobbed with people like, oh fuck, we're all gonna die unless we get our snow tires put on. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was not pleased about that. I'm done with MySpace, I think.
Why?
Because when
I like it in MySpace.
I did not liked it, but I use it because, you know, we have this show, and I first got it for the Keith and the Girl iPod Nano contest, which I won, which Travis still has. If anyone knows him, I'd like that back. Still. And, you know, I just kind of kept it after that. And then we started this podcast, and I made the Jamhole MySpace.com/the Jamhole podcast. And I'm like, checking out stuff, because I only check it, like, if I get a message in my email that's like, yo, check this or anything. I don't do anything. I saw an ad, and you know how there's those little ads and stuff that are, like, just the dumbest shit, right? Uh-huh. This one put me over the edge.
Zwinkies drive me nuts.
It said, which Michael Jackson dance move are you?
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, MySpace. That's which one. Who answers that? Oh, I am the moonwalker. I'm that. What's the dance move called where he gets little kids drunk and then fingers them? What's that one called?
Pedophilia.
Okay, yeah, I'm not that one. I'm the other one. I'm the thriller, I guess. I don't know. I saw that ad and I was like, all right, I'm done with MySpace. It's so stupid.
I love MySpace. You just don't do the quizzes.
I didn't. I just saw it and that made me pissed off enough to be like, okay, done with MySpace. So I saw an awesome license plate today. Did you guys see that on the jamhole.com/Twitter?
No.
On the TwitPic account?
I totally did not.
It's also on the Facebook in the forums. I'm in back of this car, and they have a Skull Church sticker, of course.
Uh-huh.
License plate? X-R-A-Y-P-A. What's that spell? X-Rapa. I used to be a raper,
oh my God.
But now I'm an ex-raper because I don't rape anymore.
Are you serious?
I looked at the picture, dude. I don't know what else it could possibly mean. X-R-A-Y-P-A. Ex-raper.
Oh my fucking God.
And inside the Skull Church vehicle that says ex-raper on it, big old fat chick mowing down some McLove. Just, like, bag after bag, just shove it in her face, like, oh, this is so good. God, I wish I could go out and rape, but I put that behind me.
I can't see it. It's too far away in the picture.
You can see it. You can definitely see it. Make it bigger. It says ex-rapa.
Jesus fuck.
I thought that was pretty awesome. So, hey, Playboy.
Oh, it does.
It does, see? I wasn't making that... X-Rapa.
Is that an A or a 4?
It's an A. X-R-A-Y-P-A. X-Rapa.
X-Rapper?
No, yeah, it's not a 4, MDS. It's an A.
X-Rapa, maybe?
X-Rapa. That's so great.
I don't...
Guitar Hero Ooh. Dave says, urban for X-Rapper, maybe? That's what you said.
Yeah.
No, I think she used to rape people. She found God, found the Skull Church, found McDonald's. Why would you put that on your license plate? I don't know. I want one that says Raper. R-A-P...
Or ex-pedo.
Ex...
What? Come on.
Ex-ped files.
Just ped files.
Just the ped files. The PETA files.
Oh.
Could you get that? P-E-T-A-F-I-L. No, I work for PETA. Oh. Okay, yeah, you can have that. I don't see any problem with that. That would be awesome. I want mine to say just raper. I think that'd be cool. No, like the sore.
No, like rapist.
Oh, that's a rape year. Oh, well, I didn't have enough letters. So, R-A-P-E-R. It's a sword.
It's a sword.
That'd be so great. What a fucking idiot. So, we were at a... Well, yeah, let's talk about this first. What? Playboy. Have you run out of women? Have we run out of women?
I don't know.
That have been on the cover of Playboy?
I haven't been on the cover of Playboy.
Okay, so there are still women that have not been on the cover of Playboy.
Right.
Can you or somebody else maybe explain to me why Marge Simpson is on the cover of Playboy? November issue. Marge Simpson. That's a cartoon, dude. Like, why?
We can't jerk it to Marge.
And if you're going to start putting cartoons on Playboy, I'd much rather see Lois from Family Guy than Marge.
Lois from Family Guy?
Right, Lois. Peter's wife? The red... Really?
I know who it is. I'm giving you the look like, really? You want to see her naked?
Guitar Hero Dave says, Marge is hot. Burger says, you never jerk it to cartoons?
Only the ones labeled hentai. The ones that are actual porn fucking cartoons.
I mean, I understand that every chick in Playboy is airbrushed, but are you taking this a little too far? Like, she's a cartoon. And what about Jessica Rabbit? She was way hotter. Why Marge? Who the fuck is that? Now, do you think Matt Groening? How do you say that? Groening? Do you think he had to go there when Hef called him up and was like, hey, we need Marge on the photo set? And he was like, Hef, I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but Marge isn't real, dude. It's a cartoon. Hef is like,
what?
Whoa, you just blew my mind, Matt. I know. Family Guy may have received a Best Comedy Emmy nomination, but The Simpsons is getting the ultimate tribute by Hugh Hefner. Marge Simpson has landed on...
I just really like the cartoon.
But are they going to have a like what she likes and what she's into and like the fucking spread and she's all like, fuck
they
yeah.
They should put the chick from fucking Cool World on the cover.
Or her, yeah.
That one was a good one.
Or her.
Even the cartoon version, because that one's
or the chick
hot.
From Chobits. Or, and like, Marge is not hot, dude. When I see Marge Simpson, I do not get a hard on. I'm sorry.
Only if the hair is like down, not like up like that.
Maybe her sisters. Hey, hand me another cigarette. Hey, Marge.
Oh, my God.
Now that's hot.
No.
The blue-haired matriarch of Springfield has revealed a bit more of that yellow skin than we've ever seen before for an alluring pose that makes us feel, well, kind of disturbed. A little bit. A little stupefied, if you will. Disturb, yeah.
Ooh,
do you think her bush is blue? And
yes.
Yellow skin usually means jaundice. Not what I picture when I'm looking for something to jerk off to.
What is jaundice?
Your skin turns yellow and you're all sickly. I think it's a liver disease, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I don't know. Guitar Hero Dave says he's old. Maybe he thinks Marge is real. Yeah, maybe. We love Marge, but sexualizing her, that just seems wrong somehow. Then again, sexy cartoons are nothing new. Marge reportedly also poses in sexy cartoon lingerie in a 3-page spread inside the magazine.
That, I don't know.
Ah, Homer. That is not... Ah, homie. Ah, homie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Should I do this magazine thing? Her voice. I hated Marge's voice.
I mean, it's a magazine, so you're not going to have to hear her, but...
Burger says, do you get to see her pussy?
I don't know. I haven't. It hasn't come out yet, I don't think.
I don't even think Playboy shows pussy, to be honest.
No, they do. Not inside, though. It's outer pussy, not inner pussy.
Yeah,
if you want the outer...
Tasteful.
If you want the outer, you're going to have to go to, like, Penthouse or
you
Hustler
inner?
Or the internet. Inner. If you want inner pussy.
Because you just said if you want outer pussy,
no,
you have
I said
to go
if you
here.
Want inner pussy, if you want to just get all up inner pussy, you got to go with something different, like the internet. Marge, it's got the little sexy clothes. The choice of Marge was part of a larger effort on the magazine's part to reach an audience that's in their 20s, according to the Sun-Times. Hey, Playboy, everyone that's in their 20s has no use whatsoever for your shitty airbrushed magazine, okay? Have you ever heard of the internet? I know you must have because you guys have a website, right? Does nobody... Why don't they understand that? Nobody pays for porn anymore.
This should just be one guy buying porn and then posting on the web. They should just take turns.
And that's it?
Yeah.
That's what it used to be. I just don't... I think it's a last-ditch effort for a dying media, basically. All magazines are kind of taking a dive, you know, because of the internet and different forms of media coming out, you know? So they're like, well, we need to get these younger kids that are on the internet, we need to get them reading our magazine. He was like, hey, what are kids into these days? The Simpsons? Yeah, give me the Marge character. We'll put
she
her
has
in the
boobs, right?
We'll put her in the magazine. Like,
is there a picture of it?
No. Oh. It was just the story. But, yeah, David pointed that out to me when I was at Anna's today. He's like, did you know Marge is going to be on the cover of Playboy? I'm like, what? Are you kidding? He's like, no, it was in my MSNBC homepage. I'm like, cool, dude. Send
that's
that to
ridiculous.
Me. So, yeah, I don't know. That sucks for Playboy that's where they've resorted
to.
So, we're at my mom's house last night.
Yeah, we were.
First time I've seen her since she's been back from California.
I forgot how awesome her hair is.
Her hair is pretty awesome. Ooh. And, you know, we go up there, do some laundry, eat some awesome food. For one...
I almost went up. Ah, your head's on fire. Oh.
Oh, it's just your red hair.
She has awesome hair, though. It's how does she get it up that high? Like...
Wait, are we talking about Marge or my
mom? Your
mother?
Mom!
Oh, okay.
She gets her hair to stand up like a foot off of her head. It's so awesome.
She just has a big head, dude. Don't make fun of my mom's head.
No, she doesn't have a big head. It's the hair. It's cool, though. And, like, it's so fluffy and stuff. When I hug her, it's like...
Poof. Like, where is your head? This is crazy. Burger says, did she like the yellow walls? Well, she's pretending to, because she knows how much hard work and effort her husband put into making them yellow. So she doesn't want to, that would break his heart if she was like, this is awful. So she's biting the bullet on that one. But so we're up there, and my stepdad has a son, and he's how old now? Is he 18 yet?
18, or 17, something
18?
Like that.
Join the Marines. He is still in the frame of mind that going off to Afghanistan and killing people is going to be fun, like in SOCOM, like in all the video games.
Spec Ops and all that
he
shit.
Thinks it, he has an AR and everything. He carries it around with him pretty much everywhere he goes. Like, he thinks it's a game, seriously. And when he goes there... Holy shit, dude, he is gonna get woken up. Like, you mean I don't have all of this top-of-the-line equipment like I did in my video games? No, dude, in war, you get what you get, and what you get right now is not very much because we're broke. We're actually worse than broke. We're like negative money, dude. Negative money land, the USA. So he's totally...
It was funny, though, because, like, his son, whatever his name is, he's just... The way he was raised to me is just like, whoa, dude.
My stepdad or his kid? Because they're both.
Both.
And what's kind of funny is that his mom, my stepdad's son, like my stepdad's ex, apparently she's like a BDSM porn queen on the internet from her house. Which is kind
nice.
Of funny. And that's I always like joke around with him when he says something about the internet. I'm like, how's your mom doing? How's her site doing? She looking for any affiliates?
That's so mean.
I've never seen her, so I don't know what she looks like, but, you know, it all looks the same when it's wrapped up in skin-tight latex.
But, like, he was just popping off, like, nigger jokes and, like...
Yeah, like, old ones, too, yeah. But, like, that's how he was raised. And I'm like, dude, you've never left Montana, have you? He's like, no. I'm like, all right, well, good luck with that.
I looked at him, I'm like, I went to a school where I was the minority, dude, okay? You don't say shit like that in the middle of the fucking town and expect
and
not
this,
to get hit.
You have to understand, this is an upbringing that goes back to my stepdad, to his
dad.
The
redneckest of redneckest of shit.
Drummond, Montana. Google Drummond, Montana. That's where he was raised at. A town of about 250 now, maybe?
I don't know.
300 people?
Maybe.
So he has this mentality of, you know...
He's raised under a shell, dude. It's
pretty much. And it, like I said before, the Drill Alaska, the George W. Bush, smoke a pack a day, like that kind of mentality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're talking, and I'm in my mom's room fixing her computer and hooking it up because she got a new camera.
We were watching something on TV about the deficit of America, like where the economy
right.
is horrible.
You're in there with him.
And I'm watching it.
And I'm in the bedroom with my mom fixing the Picasso, setting
this,
her up.
I seriously took a lot of offense to this. Dude, I really wanted to just get up and hit that.
So they're watching.
Dude.
Was it Glenn Beck, the swine flu thing? It was
yes,
whatever was
yeah.
on, and they're talking about how America's broke and shit, and how California
and how our money is,
how
our money is becoming so much more less
worthless.
Yes, it's just being it's becoming more and more worthless. It's not worth anything anymore.
It's not, not at all.
And I was like. I was like, you know what's funny is that all they would have to do is legalize marijuana and we could pull our country out of debt.
And that's what California is looking to do just
right.
for, not for the country's deficit, but for California's deficit. Cause,
yes.
So check this out. Not only does the whole country as a whole have a debt, but each state within that country has a debt also. And so, yeah, and we're all about, dude, legalize the fucking weed, tax it, there goes your debt.
Yeah.
Tax the religion, tax alcohol, tax tobacco, but not as much as alcohol.
As soon as
tax
I said
prostitutes,
that,
prostitution legal, problem solved. All of them.
But
done.
As soon as I said that, he, like, turned and yelled at me.
And what did he say?
He's like, well, what they should do is just line everybody in the world that fucking smokes pot and put them against the wall and just shoot every single one of them. I don't give a fuck. That's what that should happen. That should happen. All everyone that smokes pot should just fucking die. I don't give a fuck.
He said everyone.
I don't know, dude.
Everyone who smokes weed should be shot in the head. And I'm in the bedroom and I hear this.
I was shocked.
And my mom.
I'm like, seriously?
I like. My ears just perk up, and I'm like,
Bling.
Did he just say that? And my mom's like, let it go. Let it go. I'm like, everyone that's an alcoholic should be shot in the head. And my mom's
like...
Then
he's like, I'm not an alcoholic anymore. Stop drinking. I don't care anymore.
And
what the fuck? I looked at him. I was like, I know... I was like, what about all the awesome people in the world that made so many awesome ideas? Music, movies, TV, blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't matter.
That smoked pot.
Doesn't matter.
And he's like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, no, it matters because there are a lot of smart people that went into alcoholism, that went into smoking pot or came out of smoking pot and came up with these awesome ideas. I take serious offense to that. My whole family smokes pot.
I smoke pot.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
you
this
motherfuck.
Is, this is the guy that a long time ago told my little brother when he was a little younger that he would rather have him drink than smoke weed. And my mom got super pissed at him about that because our father had a bad alcohol problem. And
yeah.
she was like, you don't ever tell them that again, ever.
Uh-huh.
And this is the same guy, like, we're cool now, but back when, you know, I was younger and stuff, he used to go through my car and take my weed because he said, don't bring it in the house, so I'd leave it in my car. He'd go through my car, take it, throw it out, and threaten to call the cops. And I'm like, the cops aren't going to do shit about it. I'm gonna get a misdemeanor that you're gonna have to fucking, that my mom's gonna have to pay because I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you do that? And it's not his fault, I guess, but you should be smart enough to change and evolve with society, not against it. If everyone is like, look at how awesome weed is and how much it doesn't hurt you, and then look at how not awesome alcohol is and how much it hurts
you. Well,
and
the thing is I was trying to explain to him, I'm like, look, dude, I don't even smoke pot. I don't care if he believes me or not, because he probably doesn't fucking believe me, but I do not smoke pot at all.
She doesn't, except when I blow it in her face
but
when she's sleeping.
But I know that it would help
and then I rape
everyone
her.
In America, dude.
Big time.
Regardless if we like it or not.
Big time.
Regardless if you believe in it or not, it would take our country out of debt. It's just so ridiculous that he won't even think about that.
And it's awesome because he's like one of those big Rush supporters.
Yeah.
And then and that whole hypocritical thing about everyone that's a drug addict should go to jail and suffer the full extent of the law, except for me, because I get a free pass for some reason. Like, you bring that up and he's just like, doesn't matter, people make mistakes. Like, you just said everyone that smokes weed should be shot in the head. You're
and
a fucking
alcoholic
idiot.
Should be too, but I don't care.
And
I
start like I start getting up, and my mom was like, "Just let it go. Don't start an
Your
argument."
Your mom got
here.
Pissed at him though.
Afterwards, she did, and then as we were leaving, he's like, "I was just joking. I'm sorry." I was like, "Whatever, dude. It
no."
Who cares?
What he said, "No, I'm not actually going to shoot anyone because I don't want to lose my rights to bear arms."
Right, not him personally. Right.
Right, so he's not really, he's apologizing for offending us, but in all honesty.
The only reason and I'm sure he was just joking around, that's how he is, but he did
he
go.
He takes it to extremes and he's very serious about it, and I did not appreciate it at all.
Between that and then raising your child to think that war is cool and that this is right, that we're over there blowing up a desert for
nothing.
Well, now
nothing,
that
he is getting into it, you see your stepdad, he's like.
He's worried about it.
Good.
You created that monster, dude. Good luck. And we were all trying to talk to him, and I was telling him, like, look, I delivered to the fucking places, to the clinics for these veterans, dude. And I told him about how when I first started working, it was all older people and everything was fine. And now it's all these younger kids, and they are not right, dude. They have a weird look in their eyes, dude. And that is going to be him. And he's like, no, it won't be me. I'm like, it's going to be you
I
and everyone else, dude, that goes there.
Two people that have come back, killed some serious fucking people.
It's not even
come back okay.
It's not the killing that does it, dude. It's the fucking biological shit that's there. The shit that the government gives you, because once you sign that paper, they can inject you with whatever.
Yeah.
The soldiers are the testing guinea pigs.
I've had seriously almost every one of my cousins go into a branch of the military, and almost all of them got honorably discharged for some reason, or honorably discharged because of some kind of medical problem or psychiatric problem.
Yeah, it's
or whatever.
Not healthy.
There's only one cousin I've had that lasted and is still in it, and he's doing great. He's got a family. He's got a shit ton of money. He's happy, whatever, and he's totally normal.
Yeah, and some people can
There's
handle
one.
It.
But the thing is when he was a kid, he was totally fucked up in the head, so putting him in there fixed him.
And statistically, you're going to get a few that are fine with it, that can go in, kill people, deal with, you know, seeing all that shit, having that shit happen to you, and they can come back fine. But the majority of them are not. Not
it's
at
like,
all.
You know, DJ Double Tap in the chat sometimes?
Yeah.
Josh, that's my ex-roommate. That guy went over and killed some fucking crazy people over in Iraq.
Yeah, and we know from
and
Keith.
He came back. He's already fucked up in the head. He's really amusing to be around, but he's not like seriously mentally fucked for the rest of his life.
Right.
You know, he's okay, and he's still a lot of fun to be around. You know, he's not like most.
If you listen to Keith and the Girl, there's a guy named the Gunner, and he did like four or five tours. Yeah, we met him. I met him a couple times, and he done some serious tours, and he's a sniper in over there, you know. And he said, we were talking to him a little bit, and he said when he comes back to civilization, no matter where he's at, whatever he's doing, it's in his mind that, like, somebody might have a bomb here. He's constantly scanning, constantly sizing up everyone in the room, looking for the exits, looking at the structure, looking. And he can't help it. He's like, dude, it's just second nature now. I go into a building. We could be going to a movie theater. I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at the people. I'm making eye contact. I'm seeing who has something to hide, who's acting weird. And that's fucked up, dude. That you don't come back from that.
That's paranoid, man.
You don't come back from that kind of shit. So they're starting to see that now maybe, you know, raising the child like that is not a good thing. They're trying to convince him, go be a police officer. If you want to enforce law or whatever it is he wants to do, if you want to kill people, go be a police officer. And he's like, well, no, I want to do this. And he's set in his way. He wants to do it. And he thinks that rather than going to be a cop, if you go into the military, you rise in the ranks quicker. then when you're done in your tour, you can go be a cop. If you live and you're fine, you can be a cop, and you'll be a higher promoted officer than if you just went through the academy and started there because of your military background. So that's what he wants to do. But his main reason for wanting to go there is to kill people. That's not healthy.
That's not good.
That's not fucking healthy. Telling a 16-year-old you'd rather see him drink alcohol than smoke weed, that is not healthy, dude, at all.
I don't know, dude.
Glad it's not my brother. I mean, he's my stepbrother, but, you know. Oh, well.
I'm seriously glad I didn't have to grow up with your stepdad.
It was fucking hell. We hated him for a while. He had a bad temper between the weed thing and you know how
he
Mark
seems
is.
Like he would be.
And he threw Mark's laptop out a window once.
Are you fucking serious?
Because Mark wouldn't get a job. He was just living there. He came in.
How old was he?
Probably 19?
Yeah.
20 maybe? He's like, go out and look for a job today. And Mark was like, whatever. You know, they didn't hardly ever talk. And he came home, and Mark was still in there just playing on the computer. He walked in there, picked up the laptop, threw it right through the fucking window.
Oh, my God.
Took the shelf, like, the computer hutch, uh-huh. and, like, tipped it over. And, like, he's a lot better now, and we get along. I do not agree with his politics at all.
Yeah.
At all. And it's people like that
that
are fucking this shit up for
everyone. I don't know too much about, you know, politics or whatever, but we were talking about the Republicans and Democrats, right? And I'm like, well, I can't remember which one it is, but one of them's pro-choice. And he's like, yeah, it's the fucking Democrats. It's not pro-choice. It's pro-murder. And I just shut up. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm not
you
even
cannot
gonna...
talk to people like that. They're like religious people. You cannot reason with them.
I'm like, I'm going to go out and smoke. I have to, dude. I was like, so, whoa, pro-murder? Really? You don't even have a fucking womb. What the fuck are you worried about? Why would you even care? I don't even understand
which
why
is funny
they protest
because,
against that shit.
Which is really funny because you remember when your child knocked up that chick or thought she was knocked up? You were all about pulling to have that aborted. Remember that? Hypocrite? Remember that, okay? So fucked up. And that's how I had to deal with that shit for a few years, you know? Because there, after, when my dad was alive and had his house, we lived with him for that specific reason. But then once my dad died, we had to go, you know, live with Mom and mm-hmm. Mike. And it wasn't pretty. He was better after that to us. He wouldn't go through our stuff, and he was a lot more tolerable. But before that, oh my God, dude, it was fucking
nuts. He
seems
like an all right guy and everything, as long as you don't get him talking about politics
he's great,
or anything like that.
You don't bring that up because he's all about... And
seriously, after last night, dude, I really don't want to bring my parents around him at all.
I told you.
That is
you're
a big
like,
no.
Why can't my parents and your parents
well, you
hang
didn't
out?
Tell
and
me
I'm like,
anything like that. I did not know that he was like that.
Because how do you explain that? I could have explained that to you. You would have been like, so? I told
you
they would not agree.
If you would have told me that he wants to shoot potheads, then I would have been like, okay,
I didn't know that. That's the first time he's ever said that. And he was joking. I'm sure he was joking.
It doesn't matter if my dad and mom were up there.
It was stupid.
If I didn't know and I brought them up there and I didn't pre-warn them about
that,
and
they were like,
hey, you want to go toke up? I got a bowl. And I'm
boom!
Like, fuck! Seriously, though, that is... No, I like your mom. Your mom is great. She's really laid back.
That's funny that we were just joking about rape, but you're like, whoa, don't joke about shooting potheads in the head. Like, I understand he was joking and whatever, but it comes from a bad place. Me saying I'm going to rape you, I'm not going to rape you.
No.
If he had the chance, he would probably do
shoot
that.
Shoot a pothead in the head.
Right. He doesn't think we're worth the shit, you know?
Yeah.
He just... And
it's ridiculous, too.
It's how he was raised, though, dude. His dad was an alcoholic. It's that small-town mentality that's all he knows.
That
and
is so
he
sad.
Doesn't take the time to expand on any of that. It's just like, I'm set in my ways, and that's how he'll die. And there's a lot of people like that, and that's really sad.
It's really fucked up.
It's totally fucked up, dude.
Your mom, though, your mom is really great. I like her.
Yeah, and she used to not be so cool about that shit either, but we've gotten her. She is logical. My mom, you can talk
she
to
is,
and sit
yes.
her down and be like, look, this is what happens with alcohol. This is what happens with weed. This is what happens with the pills I was hooked on. Which would you rather me be doing? She's like, the weed. I'm like, thank you. She's not super solidified in her views like that.
No,
she's open to other ideas.
Yeah, she's more laid back.
She's open-minded.
She's smart.
Mike,
you know?
Closed-minded. Mom is open-minded. That's the difference. That's all it is.
She's educated is the thing.
MDS says he's going to be the victim of friendly fire.
Probably.
No shit. Mm. Oh, well, moving on. You know where Cape Town is?
No.
It's in the UK somewhere.
How the fuck would I know where that is?
I don't know. I didn't even know where that is. There's a new fad. Well, it's not really a new fad. It's been happening for a while here. I'll just read the story. Dental modification is a teenage rite of passage for some in Cape Town. One that has been around for 60 years. What kind of dental modification? What do you think of when you hear the words dental modification?
Like...
fangs. Vampire fangs. That's what I think of.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of, like... what do you call them? A fucking...
oh, like the snake guy?
No, veneers. Veneers.
Oh, like dentures.
No, they're not dentures, you dumbass. It's where they build onto your teeth, your existing teeth, and make them look all straight and shiny.
Guitar Hero Dave says, dental modification for England. Finally.
No, like, if you
it's
look
not
at my
what...
teeth, like, this one's all crooked. They, the what did I say? What did I call them?
Veneers?
Veneers. Veneers would Visioneer? Make them look completely straight, and there would be no taking in and out of anything.
Do they explode randomly? the laughing young man in this picture has a perfect set of teeth, his golden incisors glinting in the sunlight. Suddenly, bum bum bum, he pops out a pair of dentures, revealing a gap-toothed smile, the four upper front teeth missing, a common sight among mixed-race Capitonians that has spawned outrageous myths and stereotypes.
What?
You have your front four teeth removed, because... that's just how we roll around here.
Because you don't want teeth stopping the penis, right? Is that what it
Maybe.
Is?
Maybe. A group of youngsters clad in baggy sweaters, caps drawn low over shiny sunglasses, mill around curiously before they start to pop out their own dentures, showing off gummy smiles and striking gangster poses. Right?
That's sick!
Like, yo, this is gangster.
Why don't you just do meth? They'll fall out on their own.
MDS says, this is Cape Town, South Africa, I think. Possibly. You're probably right.
Are there black people in the video?
Now, when the rap song says, pop it like it's hot, I don't... is that what it says? Or is it drop it,
like,
it's
hot?
Pop it?
Drop it like it's
hot. I don't know. I think these guys misunderstood. We're not talking about dentures. Like, don't... no.
That's
put the
so
put
sick,
that back.
Dude. And what are you...
quote, it is fashion. Everyone has it. This is fashion. Knock my front four teeth out, because I'm fashionable.
Why would you do that?
Said 21-year-old...
my mom's missing her front four teeth.
Is she from South Africa?
No.
Does she have a keen fashion sense?
No.
Nah. 21-year-old Yazid Adams, who insists he had to take out his healthy incisors because they were huge. South Africans, dicks and teeth. Fucking huge.
Oh my god.
One of the most enduring images of mixed-race South Africans. Wow, MDS was right. Smart motherfucker. District 9 land, MDS says. Oh, okay. I get it now. Excuse me. It is the South Africans known as coloreds. Is that... it's... C-O-L-O-U-R-E-D-S. Coloreds.
Whoa.
Are South Africans, or the mixed race South Africans, known as coloreds? That's racist.
That is racist against your own race.
Known as coloreds is the frequent absence of their front teeth, a mystery to many, but popularly believed to facilitate oral sex.
Are you serious? That's why they do it?
It's what it says. This...
so guys remove their front teeth for oral sex. That sounds like sucking penis.
Well, right, because then you can just keep your mouth closed and just ram it home, and it feels better. Because the lips are in the...
whoa.
The lips are in the way. What's wrong? Hey, South Africa, ask me why you'll never be, like, a power of the world. This is why. This right here, okay?
You knock out teenagers' teeth, the face fucked in the dead.
You'd spend more time developing your technology, your e-comedy, your fucking shithole trailers that you live in, and less time fucking face.
You'd be okay.
You'd probably be all right. This sexual myth, not borne out by research, by the way, this is just a myth, has seen the trend referred to as the, quote, passion gap, or the Cape Flats smile after a populous neighborhood.
That is so
hey,
sick.
Show
That's
me-
gross.
I thought the vagina was known as the passion gap, or the Cape Flats smile.
The vertical smile. The clam.
Jackie Friedland of the University of Cape Town's Human Biology Department studied the phenomenon in 2003 and found fashion and peer pressure the main reasons for removing teeth, followed by, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Gangsterism and medical reasons.
Medical reasons?
Did you just make gangster? Did you just turn the art of being gangster into an ism?
Into an ism.
Like Catholic, hold on, like Catholicism and Judaism,
and
I'm a gangster.
Gangsterism.
I worship gangsterism. Who's the
Seriously,
god?
Why would you want to get rid of your front teeth, man?
Because it's gangster.
It looks so stupid.
You're just a surly white bitch. You don't know nothing about being gangster.
Makes you look like you get punched
have you
in the
ever,
face.
Have you ever read the book called Luther's Small Gangsterism?
No.
It's a supplement to Luther's Small Catechism. And he he details just Luther was a gangster. That's all. A gangster. Excuse me. That's all I'm going to say.
Dude.
Quote, it is the in thing to do. In as in put your penis in here. This is the in thing to do. It went through a wave. It was fashionable in my parents' time, she said, the practice, which has been around for at least 60 years. Dental modification in Africa is historically found only in tribal people, including filing of teeth and ornamentation. But in modern Cape Town, the practice abounds, often as a rite of passage for teenagers, almost exclusively from poorer families. Huh.
So,
not the rich kids.
It's the poor kids.
The poor
out the
kids.
Teeth.
Weird, huh?
Why are they knocking out the teeth?
Why do poor people do stupid shit?
I don't know.
Like gangsterism.
Dentures cost money.
Rob Berry from the dentistry faculty of the University of Western Cape said the practice has increased, even though dentists are ethically barred from removing healthy teeth. So if you can't find a dentist to do this, I mean, obviously there's going to be unethical dentists, but the majority of these kids probably did that shit themselves.
Probably.
Could you knock out front teeth with a hard dick?
No.
No? Break the dick first?
Probably.
What if you made the dick as hard as the teeth?
Then you could probably break the teeth.
Then yes. This dick is super hard. I learned in the book of gangsterism how to summon the hardness and channel it into the dick.
Into your dick.
Into my dickness.
And then ram it into like small
and I'm just
African-American
like, you
children.
Fucking, it's like Super Saiyan time where you're just like. And you just bust that shit.
Oh my god.
Some gangster shit.
Gangster
fucking
shit.
Fucking gangster shit. You gotta see these pictures of these kids. They're so fun. They got like a beanie eye. He's just like, but he's missing like here, 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 and here. That's gangster, son.
No.
That shit is gangster. Almost
sick, dude.
Quote, almost every week I get some or other teenager in here wanting teeth out, he said. I can understand if maybe along, like I said, with the big dick, they grow big teeth. Maybe you need that shit removed because, hey, I can't close my mouth. And that sucked, you know? I went to school with kids like that couldn't close their mouth, so they were constantly like.
Oh my god.
Like through their mouth, like. It's the most annoying. They're like, close your mouth!
Again.
Fuck!
That looks so gross, dude. That doesn't look hot at all. Why would you want to put, like, I couldn't, dude, seriously, if I got with a guy and I was like, you're fucking hot, and then he pops out his dentures, that's it, it's over.
You could totally fit a dick in there, though, huh?
Probably, but I'm not kissing that shit.
No, I mean, you saw the picture. Yeah. You could fit a dick
in
there.
Is that for putting their dick in? Are they all gay? What's
that was
going
the
on?
Myth, the passion gap.
Are there girls doing it?
I wonder if Mel Gibson could sue them for that.
Are there girls doing it then?
It seems like just the men, just the males. Girls can't be gangsta. They can't follow gangstaism. Is that a real thing? I love this world. I love it so bad.
I hate this world.
I love
dude,
it so fucking bad.
Why would you want to lose your... I'm trying to save my front fucking teeth right now, man.
You're over there knocking them out and shit.
I'm
fuck,
over here
dude.
trying the hardest I can to save them.
So check this out, dude. She noted that the Cape Town trend preceded the hip-hop culture fad of wearing ornate gold or diamond grills, which is in quote, as in a grill, right? You know what the...
You can't wear a grill if you ain't got no fucking teeth.
You can't wear a grill if you live in South Africa and you're poor as dirt. Have you seen South Africa lately?
You need to be wearing,
fuck,
like, grass and,
how's,
like...
How are your blood diamonds? I guess if you paid for them in blood diamonds, it'd be okay, but fuck, dude. I don't think my teeth would be... Like, that's the least of your worries, dude. You live in South Africa.
Right.
Not exactly a tourist spot, if you know what I mean. Like, take that money and move, and then worry about your grills, G. Fucking... Thank you, hip-hop. Thank you for this. Is it hip-hop's fault? No. It can't be, because I'm all into hip-hop, and I'm not doing that.
60 years,
this is a misinterpretation of what hip-hop is. That's stupid hip-hop. Any rapper that has grills, I can't listen to it. I cannot take you seriously as a rapper when you put blingy, flashy shit on your fucking teeth.
You know,
I can't. I can't take you seriously.
No, that's fine, but like... You know, I don't mind the ones that have, you know, the fucked up teeth and they get capped.
If the shit is... But don't cap it with your fucking initials in bright, blingy platinum and diamonds.
Well, no. I mean, like...
Cap it and
the
make
gold...
It,
remember when it started to get big? Like, they would just have one gold tooth. Yeah, that was it.
In
it
the ghetto?
One gold tooth. But that's when it... That's before the grills
is
came
Is that hip-hop's fault? I will kick hip-hop's fucking ass if that was its fault.
That was just, you know, the more wealthy kids showing, hey, I get my teeth taken care of.
That like, just makes other kids that are not so wealthy be like, yo, I'm going to knock your fucking teeth out because that's like $1,000 chilling in there and I'm broke.
Yeah.
And in the book of gangsterism, Tupac 4, verse 3, it says, thou shalt bust out thy nigga's grills if thou hast to be broke. Broketh. It says it right there, dude.
Guitar Hero Dave says they should spend the money on condoms.
They
not
should
on the passion gap. That's so true.
Guitar Hero Dave, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
for that.
You.
I appreciate that.
You should
that.
Spend the money on food and quit eating the flies that
yes!
are buzzing around your fucking. face. Have you seen those commercials?
Crawling on their eye and shit.
Spend the money. All of you go in on a plane ticket to ship Sally Struthers' big fat fucking ass home and then worry about your shit. Unfucking believable. the minute they can afford different sets of dentures, then the idea is, quote, I'm a bit better than you. It's a popularity thing. This shows how about you put words together that rhyme and battle each other or fucking fight each other or do something constructive. Don't be like, oh, I have more teeth missing than you, hence I am the alpha male. Like, this is the dumbest. South Africa, you're a country filled with stupid, retarded people.
Guitar Hero Dave says, if they remove their teeth, is it easier to suck the flies in?
Maybe. Just to, like, slap your tongue out.
Yeah, it's so gross.
That's what makes it here in South Africa so unique. Kevin Brown, 33, sits in his office, which is a crate, on the corner of Long Street, the city's nightlife hub, where he hands out cars for an upstairs brothel, popping out his teeth at passersby, often tourists, and laughing at their reactions. Quote, I'm the pimp! He smiles, displaying four gold incisors. Is a fashionable thing to be the pimp, and I am the pimp. I is the pimp. I've always been the pimp round here.
Blink. Oh my god.
You're sitting on a milk crate handing out flyers to all the tourists. You're not the pimp, dude.
No.
The pimp is the dude down the street handing out flyers to tourists with pictures of all of his hoes from his hoe stable on it. Do you have a hoe stable? No. You have a milk crate, nigga. You ain't the pimp. You ain't even the pimp's apprentice. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Ask me why I don't like black people. I'm kidding. I love black people. Ask me why I don't like South Africans.
Why?
This is why.
This is why.
This is absolutely why.
Oh, my God.
Ronald D. Villers, 45, lost all his teeth after he initially put in gold dentures which infected the rest of his mouth. A common occurrence.
That's common.
Is South Africa just so fucking dirty that as soon as you smile, you're like, oh, it's staph infection. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Where's my erythromycin? Fuck. Like, that's how dirty that shit is, dude. As soon as you get a cut, your arm...
Well, once they don't have any teeth, they probably figure it's okay not to brush the teeth. Ask me why... So when they take them out at night, they just set them on the side, and they wake up in the morning and stick it back in.
That's kind of handy. Ask me why no one shoots drugs in South Africa.
Because they can't afford...
Because as soon as they pull the needle out and the wound is exposed to the air, their fucking arm falls off. Like, huh.
Look at that. I feel weird.
I'm high, but why is my arm on the floor? Because South Africa is a dirty, disgusting place, bro. That's why. He said his 11...
Oh, my God, wait. Guitar
Please?
Hero Dave, missing all your teeth, .. The full passion jam hole.
The full passion jam hole.
That's just... Oh, jam and hole and teeth and... Oh, God, that's just... Oh.
Yeah, getting a penis shoved through the gap in your teeth, not actually gangsta. Despite what Puff Daddy says, that's not gangsta, okay? Quote, I think it was initially a form of identity. If you look at the colored people, they are...
The colored people? I like how you almost just ran right over that.
It says that...
What? What?
It says that.
The colored people?
If you look at the colored people, they are a hodgepodge of everyone that came in. They couldn't claim any of those ancestries of their own. So we'll just make our... We'll make one of our own. It's fine. They said when they
it's
have...
like, wait, you know those chicks that put those rings around their necks and they make their necks really tall?
Yeah, I do.
That freaks me out.
That is weird. You know those
they
other...
They can't take them off or they will die.
Right.
Because their head will fucking break their neck.
It's just, it's silly. I mean, that's fine.
Some of them are hot if they don't make them too tall. But, like, you ever seen the chicks that have them really tall? They're older?
Yeah.
Where their neck's, like,
over
a foot
support,
long?
It can't support itself, dude.
No.
I know.
And they move like this to, like, move the fucking rings and, like, embedded in their fucking shoulders are these giant notches from
if
where those rings are sitting.
If humans were supposed to have long necks... God would have made us able to fuck giraffes.
Right.
Okay?
Can
you fuck
even,
a giraffe?
Like, turn their neck, dude.
I can't even reach a giraffe's vagina.
They can't
let
even
alone
like turn their neck or anything, dude.
Put
that's
my dick
up
in it.
How do they... I wonder if they could suck dick?
Probably. You just probably like tap it and it's like...
Weevils wobble but they don't fall down.
I'm so stoned. Guitar Hero Dave says they're not darkies anymore. No. You
no.
can't call them darkies or negroes. They're called
so,
the coloreds.
Start calling them prawns.
Coloreds.
Start calling them prawns.
Prawns. That's awesome. All right. Hey, prawn.
That's so bad.
What was I saying? Oh, they said when they have gang fights, they take the people's teeth away. It is taking a bit of their wealth away because you put everything you fucking own into those stupid, ridiculous, shiny things.
So when like the authority or their authority that they have there, when they catch them fighting, whoa. Break it up and take their teeth?
Have you ever seen pictures of South Africa?
Yes.
Zebras, lions, tigers, black people.
So when break up the fight, take their teeth?
The coloreds. This is a PC show here.
So
I don't know if you know that.
When the lions and tigers break up the fight, they take their teeth?
Yes. Well, no. Not them.
If I kick your ass and we're both coloreds, I take your teeth?
No! Yes, that's what, yes.
Right.
In a fight.
Okay.
There's no authority. No. The authority is
whoever. I kick your ass, I take your teeth.
Whoever,
cool.
Whichever.
I'm totally wearing them.
Whichever dictator happens to have more guns. That's the authority in South Africa, okay? Different gangs would also have different implants. Not everyone is pleased with their decision. Abram Jarden, 33, is not wearing his silver, gold, or plain pair of dentures today. A cigarette is clenched between his gums. That is fucking disgusting, dude. Quote, I should have kept my front teeth. Duh?
You think?
Look, they can learn. I'm sorry, that was mean.
That was...
But seriously, look what you're doing. You live like animals, okay? Most of the younger people do it, but I don't think it's cool anymore.
Really?
I mean, I did last year, but now not. I don't think so much. I don't follow that anymore. It is people expressing their stupidity. Absolutely. See, I'm with this guy. He learned his lesson.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the dumbest thing.
You can't get his teeth back.
Probably. This is the one dude, he got his fucking ass kicked and the other guy took him. And he's like, you know what?
Stupid.
This is stupid anyway. I don't want to play. Fuck gangsterism.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's sad for South Africa. I'm glad I don't live.
I don't even want to know about any more of their practices, religions.
South Africa, you're dead to me.
Yes, you are.
You're dead to the jam hole. Jamholia will not involve South Africa
Africa at all.
Any of its treaties. I'm sorry. We will not.
Thank you.
What do you think
about taking some cough syrup with codeine and going to sleep? Oh yeah, I got some of that. I went to the doctor's office because my boss sent me home because I can't stop hacking up my lungs. And I went. They told me that I had to go to the doctor to come back. So I went to the doctor. They were actually trying to see if I had swine flu. They're like,
joke you made?
No, because I'm sick, you know.
Oh, right, because you've been sick for like a month.
Right, because I've been sick for like 2 weeks, and that's longer than a normal cold, you know. Or, you know, for normal people, because I don't really
heal at all.
No. I could just see it. I'm going to be out for the surgery for like 2 months.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be great.
You know what's going to be awesome, though, if you happen to go into a coma?
If I go into a coma for more than 30 days, I get over $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, but I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking I could totally just have sex with you whenever. Whenever.
In the coma, my pussy dried up.
That's fine. I got lube. Just
but anyway,
saying. Is that rape?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no consent there, babe.
Right.
But so he's like, you know, you got a cough. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you got a runny nose. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you got a sore throat. I'm like, no. He's like, are you throwing up? Nauseous? No. Are you having diarrhea? I'm like, okay, I don't have the swine flu. And he's like, well, I was just checking, blah, blah, because you've been sick for a while. And like.
It's like, yeah, me and Farrah Fawcett, she died. Okay. Like, what are we doing?
I was like, dude, all I have is this cough that I hack up some loogie stuff and a really runny fucking nose. And
just tell him, hey, I smoke.
He's like, do you smoke? I'm like,
no.
Yes. And he's like, you need to quit. I'm like, hey.
Are we done?
Like,
do that next time. See what they say. When they're like, you smoke? Like, yeah. You need to quit.
But he did stop and say, well, what did you think you were going to do? Come into a doctor's office, tell me you smoke, and expect me not to tell you to quit?
Do that until he walks away. I'm not even kidding. Just constantly just
oh. But so he gave me some anti...
It's guaifenesin.
Anti-zithromycin.
Guaifenesin.
Yeah,
Erythromycin.
Erythromycin. Erythromycin.
Yes.
Whatever. You. Tablets.
You know what there that's for?
To knock my cold out?
No, to make your vagina stop stinking. Doctor's like, do you smell that? Yes. I've smelled it since I was bored. Here, take this.
And he also, because he's like, are you
having... That's not what I'm here for.
He's like, are you having trouble sleeping because of the cough? I'm like, yes, I am. A lot. I can't sleep at all.
So anything you have that will knock me the fuck out?
He's like, do you have any... He's like, you want any kind of syrup? I'm like, yes, the cough syrup with codeine, please.
He's like, done?
Yep.
Like, and like 10 fentanyl patches. The 100 micrograms, thanks. All right.
No, I just told him, I was like, dude, I need something that's going to knock me out at night and keep me asleep and not let me get up and cough, because that is aggravating in the middle of the night. I wake up for a hack and my brain's out.
Fuck,
it's really fucking annoying.
Absolutely.
Last night was the best night of sleep I'd had in a while. I took that fucking shit. I was
funny,
like, I don't feel it yet, and then I start drinking more, and then I'm like, I'm starting to get really warm.
Funny coincidence, last night, best sex we've ever had. Weird, huh?
We didn't have sex last night.
You didn't.
No, we didn't.
A 17-year-old West Suburban man was held on $3 million bail Wednesday after being charged with attempted murder and several other felonies for allegedly spraying his 3-year-old niece with
anti-zithromycin.
What?
Is it anti-zithromycin?
No. Lighter fluid.
All right.
And setting her on fire.
Yeah!
Absolutely. What do you think she did?
Ran around screaming.
Really? Did you light a little, your niece, your 3-year-old niece, on fire for that?
Well, what?
She'd have to, like, steal something, or kick me in the balls.
No, I thought you
something.
Said, what do you think she did? Yeah, what do you think she did? I'm like, well, after she got lit on fire, I'm like, she probably ran around screaming.
Oh, right, after.
So, like,
right.
Dude.
After she was lit on fire. But, like, to have that happen.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna guess...
Kicked him in the balls, because that's the only thing I could think of.
You're thinking of that? Like, I was gonna say, like...
A 3-year-old? That's
some people get really
awesome,
mad
but...
when kids cry or puke, because...
Yeah, but then you just do
that.
What we do and just scream at them. They stop. You have to light
they
them on fire.
Puking.
I don't want an arson charge here.
I do.
Oh,
go ahead.
Fuck.
What happened? What'd she do?
Raimundo Herrera... of the 1200 block of Grove Street in Aurora was charged Wednesday.
I swear to God, I just talked to somebody with that same name today.
Really? Well, yeah. He's in jail now. Two counts.
I had someone call me from jail.
Really? Like, yeah. How's my bank account doing?
She's
what?
Like, I was detained on this date, and she's like, you see there? She's like, yeah, the cops didn't go back for my purse, so my shit got stolen.
Funny, because stealing also is a crime.
And so she had all these charges racked up on her account, but you could hear the echo in the room where she's on the phone, and she's like, yeah, I got detained on, like, this day. And them motherfucking cops left my purse right there on that bench where they detained me, and then
Wait. Are you saying she was a black woman?
I didn't
a
say
colored?
Shit. That's how she was talking. That's all I was
oh,
saying.
Okay.
But she's like, so they didn't go get my purse, and I left my purse over there, and I don't know what happened to it, so I was just kind of call y'all so I could see if any charges been made. And I was like, yes, there's been a bunch of charges. Oh, my motherfucking God!
I knew it! That motherfucking shit! Fuck.
No, she was like, those motherfucking dirty-ass cops.
I'll call you
and
when,
like,
I get out of jail.
She's like, I ain't gonna get out of here for a while, but you go ahead. Seriously. She was like, you go ahead and put a block on that card, and I'm gonna go ahead and make myself an electronic claim.
Red Fox says, is this person related to Labrina? Was her name Miss Brown?
I've had a couple of Browns.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ask them if they know a kid named
Labrina?
No,
they were all very white sounding.
Oh, right. Like, my name is Mr. Brown.
Yes.
A Red Fox says, I don't think lighting a kid on fire counts as arson. It does if you burn it down. Completely. Fuck yeah. That's totally arson, dude. So yeah, he got some charges. Attempted murder, one count each of heinous battery, aggravated domestic battery, and aggravated battery. All the charges are felonies, with the attempted murder and heinous battery charges being Class X felonies. Which call... Do we have that? Is that such a thing? Class X felonies?
I don't know.
new extreme felony. Bigger, harder, awesome.
You rated it X.
That's right. So this is what happened. Just after 7 p.m. Monday, paramedics responded to Herrera's home after learned the child had been upstairs with him.
Hey, wait. Red Fox says, is rape a class XXX felony?
Yes, absolutely it is. They responded to the home, learned the child was upstairs. After a short amount of time, she came running downstairs with her clothing on fire. You are absolutely right.
She ran around screaming.
That's so awesome. Two of the girl's female relatives, aged 19 and 50. That's what? Weird.
Grandpa.
Extinguished the flames and called 911. It was at that time Herrera left the home, but was found by family members walking in the neighborhood shortly after the incident. He's just walking around, just thinking about it. Like,
what
fuck.
Did he? What did the kid do?
Herrera was apparently upset that the child interrupted him when he was blanking to blank,
trying to poop.
Listening to music, but I'll give you that's not bad. I was gonna say jacking on penis.
I was gonna say trying to fuck or trying to poop or.
I'm listening to my hip hop. I'm studying my gangsterism Bible.
You know what? Fuck this.
And she. That's gangster. That's pretty fun gangster. Knocking out your teeth so you can suck dick? Not gangster. Lighting a 3-year-old on fire because she interrupts you while listening to Tupac? That's gangster. Absolutely.
I told you should have had a fucking abortion, bitch.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm giving you a hand right now.
The girl suffered third-degree burns over 18% of her body. It's a good thing she was only 3. 18% of, you know, something three. Small is, yeah. What's 18% of 3?
Probably half is that how that works? Body.
Is that not how it works?
No.
So you got interesting stories from work lately? Any funny calls? Anything sad? Any people crying? Anything like that?
Some old ladies crying.
What happens to all these old ladies that makes them cry? Like, is there one thing that constantly is happening to old people, or is it just a bunch of shit?
A lot of them cry because they don't understand, like,
anything.
No. their grandson or their son will try and tell them, oh, mom, grandma, the online banking is really amazing, and then they try do it,
yeah,
and they just don't understand, and then they try and call me, and I'm trying to walk them through it, and they're like,
fuck this.
I can't understand right now. I just want to give up. I don't want to do it. Can I leave it and never touch it? Will anybody take my information? No, ma'am, it's okay. So, whoa, dude, seriously.
Whoa, dude. Burger says, how often do you get cussed out? Daily? Hourly? Hourly, for sure. That's pretty awesome. All right,
to call it to their attention to say, it's not me personally who is doing this to your account, ma'am.
Do not focus brunt of your disgust on me. It was not me.
Like,
I do not
to be taking this
money.
Out on you, but I'm fucking pissed off because Bank of America is ripping me off and I feel abused right
you
now.
You and like 8 million other people.
I'm
get
like,
in line,
ma'am,
bitch.
Trust me, I've been through the same stuff. I was like $800 in the hole with Wells Fargo, okay? And then my man sold my car, my dog.
Yeah. Fuck them too. Yeah.
And then, what was really great today is I had to do like a transfer from like a checking to a savings or something. And I did it and they're like, okay, what's the balance? And I told them the balance and the balance was way less than what it was, what it was supposed to be. And they're like, whoa, I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, you were already overdrawn like $300 and some
and
when
then,
you had me transfer that in.
Nice.
I kind of thought that they were transferring that in to cover that. No, they were not. They had no idea that they were overdrawn. And they're like, well, put that back. And I'm like, I kind of can't now.
No, you don't understand. This was for like some drugs. You got to put that back.
No, it was for
I'm
going to
get killed. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Or
they were
rent.
Freaked the fuck out because now they only had like, you know, a little bit of cash rather than. They were like $300 overdrawn. I put like $700-$800 into that account. and they thought that they were going to have that so they could write a check to fucking pay the rent.
No.
But then they were only left with like
and then they get
bucks.
Overdrawn again.
No, they weren't.
We're
know,
in
oh,
the
God,
we're
so
in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Red Fox says it's all your fault. You are the reason their
yeah,
account is
like,
messed
no,
up.
No, no,
you specifically are responsible for ruining Bank of America.
Let me give
it's
your
you fault.
The download of
it's your fault.
My favorite call so far.
Oh, please. Please.
Is this the call center in Fresno? No, ma'am, it's not.
What?
What's
a Fresno?
Can you give me the call center in Fresno? Because there is someone handling my accounts personally in Fresno. They're doing research for me and looking up blah, blah, blah for me. And I'm like, okay, ma'am, hang on just a second. And I go and look. And I, you know, there's no way you can fucking look up a call center's goddamn number. You call a number and whoever picks up the phone, that's who you get.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Even if I wanted to, like, if it was
you
an emergency
there's no direct,
and I had to
no.
get a hold of
you.
You
call
there was,
a thousand times
yeah.
before you got me.
Like, oh my God, Dana, don't hang up, don't hang up. Oh my God.
Click.
I've been on the phone for 3 days. Oh my God. I'm so glad I got you.
You would probably get another person 3 times in a row before
right.
you get me.
I'm Dana, but who, what? Who are you? Who is this?
But so she's like, I just got off the phone with somebody in Florida and they don't know shit about my account and blah, blah, blah. I need to get this fucking number right now and
have
talk to
have you heard, ma'am, that Florida is our most fucked up state? Okay,
and
sorry.
And then I'm like, ma'am, I use the same programs that the Fresno call center uses. If you give me your information, I'm sure I can help you with your accounts. No, you know what? You don't understand. I've been on the phone for 3 fucking hours and Bank of America is pissing me the fuck off. I'm going to take all my money out of the account and just get the hell out of here and go to another bank. You know, I'm going to go to a goddamn credit union.
Can you take out it money if there's negative money in there? You can't be like, I want to
no,
take
I
all that
know,
out
dude.
And
I never
I close.
I never saw her accounts. I don't remember her fucking name. All I know is that she was screaming at me the entire time. And she's like, someone is handling my accounts personally in the Fresno call center. And I'm like, ma'am, do you mean an actual banking center?
Oprah?
She's like,
is that
no.
You? Oprah? Is
no, she's like, no, it's a fucking call center. And I'm like, ma'am, no one handles your accounts personally
someone,
in a call center.
Someone lied.
I'm like, ma'am, I am sorry that someone misinformed you, but nobody handles one person's account personally
someone
in a
lied.
Call center.
Someone lied to her.
Yes. And I was like, if they handle...
I
said this. I was like, ma'am, if they handle your accounts personally, then they would have given you a number and a direct extension to their line. Correct?
Right. Not
she's like,
the
well,
num-
yes, and
yeah.
I have the number, but that's when I got routed to Florida. I said, well, then, ma'am, no one is handling your account personally.
Oh, you got played.
It was so great. She's like, you know what? This is just bullshit, and this is not doing anything for my blood pressure. It's going sky high. And I'm like, ma'am, you're not doing very well for mine either. Thanks.
Oh.
I was getting pissed off, dude. And then she's like, this is just ridiculous. You're being sarcastic, and I don't want to listen to this. And she hung up, and I totally wasn't ready for the next call. And it just went beep, and I'm like, thank you for calling Bank of America.
Oh, shit. Seriously. Guitar Hero Dave says, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yeah, I know. You have no, I love that one. I'm like, is there anything else I could do for you today? You haven't done anything in this entire phone call. Well, you have a great day.
Oh, that
so
sucks.
Great. I'm such an asshole.
So, speaking about old people... Could you, if you were running a race, if you had a penis, could you just pop a catheter in there and be like, I'm going, I'm going to win this motherfucking
that'd
race?
Hurt.
81-year-old dude, right? Running this marathon.
I don't know how you could run with something up your junk.
Yeah, dude.
It sounds very uncomfortable.
I mean, maybe when you're that old, you just have no feeling anywhere, like, whatsoever. Organizers of the Twin Cities Marathon said they won't disqualify an 81-year-old runner who won his age group after using a borrowed catheter.
Ew!
Did he just run by thinking it was one of those relay races and he just, like, popped it out, like, running by, and then when he got to the one dude, he was, like, trying to hand it to him, like, just yank? Oh. That's fucked up, dude.
No.
You just had sex with everyone they had sex with. And when you're 81, it's
a bunch of people,
dude. Jerry John Cock of Shelby, Michigan.
What?
Jerry John Cock? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Jerry John Cock.
Mr. Cock? Mr. John Cock?
I can't wait. I haven't got anyone named Mr. Cock yet.
I don't think you're going to be able to handle it.
I don't remember, like...
That's what a penis is! Jerry John Cock of Shelby, Michigan, was sidelined at an aid station about 21 miles into Sunday's race because a blood clot prevented him from urinating. The aid station had no catheter, but a spectator stepped forward to offer John Cock the catheter he had in his blank
pants
car. He had it in his car.
That's sick.
You're disgusting. Not the one he had in his penis. He's like, hey, I got a spare in the car.
That's disgusting.
AIDS helped insert the catheter, and John Cock went to finish in little over 5 hours and 22 minutes.
That's disgusting.
What's a marathon? How many miles? 30?
I don't know.
25?
Let me 30? Help you put this in your pee hole.
That's yeah, disgusting. Just a random spectator? You don't know. That could have been some weird fucking old person pervert.
At 81, I don't think you care if you catch an STD.
Do you care about anything? Berger says 26 miles. So, yeah, he had like 5 miles left. He's like, God, this fucking blood clot and my hemorrhoids are killing me. She called John Cock a great role model, an example of what you can do as a runner. Are we...
Shove something up your pee hole?
Are we... running? Getting the same message
my
across here.
My fucking idol, dude.
Mr. John Cock.
I could put aside anything to run.
That is pretty badass, though, if you think about it. Like, I couldn't do that. I ain't running 5 miles after I just had a catheter inserted. Fuck that, dude. Uh-huh. Yeah, no way. John Cock's wife, Dorleen, said her husband was cheered by the ruling. She said he found the whole situation a little humorous.
Oh, she's like an old version of me. Your penis is broken.
My heart.
That's gonna be us when we get old.
Do you think so? Like running marathons with catheters and shit?
No, I mean just like me laughing at your broken penis.
Oh. You need Viagra to fucking get
I'll
it
be like,
up.
Here you go, baby. Here's your magic blue pill. And then when you get it up, I'm just gonna start watching Oprah.
That's awful. Don't ever. Will Oprah be on?
I don't know, dude.
Will Oprah be on when we're 80?
The equivalency to Oprah, man.
I don't think so.
I don't have a clue. I have no idea.
You ever had food stamps? You ever, like, been on welfare?
No, but I was thinking about applying for
them. All right.
Hey, you get a lot of fucking money with those, dude. You could buy, like, everything.
Well, apparently in Detroit, someone tried to buy Viagra and porn.
With food stamps.
With food stamps. Is that right? Like, are either of those food products, food stuffs, FDA food stuffs?
There's some things that you can't buy with food stamps.
Well, like, no shit.
No, I mean,
like,
not like that, but like other things. Like, you can't buy like some kind of foods because it's not recommended.
Well, in Detroit, which is now like all of it's a ghetto, I've heard, ever since, you know, the downfall of every single car company that was there.
Yeah.
But anyway, there is a store in Detroit that you can actually get booze and Viagra and porn for food stamps. Well,
people,
not
you know,
anymore.
They're
used
food stamps all the fucking time for like weed, drugs, whatever.
Really? That's
not
that's,
even joking.
I guess that's resourceful, but
I'm not even joking, dude. They're like, fuck, I need like $50 in groceries.
They don't want you to do that because if you could do that all the time, everyone would be on it. Everyone would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only reason I work is so I can buy fucking booze and Viagra.
Right.
The only two things I can't get.
Where do you
get.
Apply for food stamps at?
In Evergreen, probably. Or somewhere on the west side.
That is fucking
of Kalispell,
mean.
Because that's the ghetto also.
Wow.
Or up in the canyon, also the ghetto.
Jesus Christ. I do know that the canyon is the ghetto. That's why they're all called canyon critters.
No, that's because they're all on meth.
That too.
The alleged scheme worked this way. Food stamp recipients would get cash from the store in exchange for swiping larger amounts off their electronic cards. Hmm.
Wait, Berger just said it's where we keep our black people.
No, it's too cold for them up there. We keep our black people in, well, yeah, in Evergreen, I think.
Teletech, because I got a few in there.
And I think there's one at Girl 6. He's actually a manager.
Girl 6?
I don't know. It's a clothing store.
Where
or
are you going?
What?
What the hell is Girl 6?
It's a fucking clothing store here.
Oh, is that Caddy Corner from Depot Park?
Yeah.
Okay, got
that
it.
That place. Thank
I
you.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing in a place called Girl 6?
Dude, I drive on every street in this whole godforsaken valley every day of my life. I go by Girl 6, trust me.
I'm sorry.
So then the store would be reimbursed by the U.S. Agricultural Department. So they'd actually make money off of doing this, and then people could just, you know, hook it up. But in some transactions, the store provided informants, Viagra, liquor, and porn in exchange for swiping about $2,000 off food stamp cards.
$2,000?
$2,000, man. The government says fraud at the store topped $130,000 over 2.5 years. The store is closed. And that is it for that. That's awesome, dude. They, like, you get greedy, and that's when the government looks at you. If you're going to do that shit, you can do, like, a little bit here and there. Just like, it's like making counterfeit money, dude. You're totally cool if you do it good. Now, you can't just fuck this off, but you're cool if you can do it well enough, as long as you're not printing out fucking pallet fulls of $100 bills. You can't get greedy, dude. A 50 here, a 50 there, a 20 here, a 20 there. You can totally get away with it. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
So, before we get out of here, if you had a baby, would you put beer in its bottle?
Yes.
Yes. Well, if you did, you would probably get arrested. Yes. Charleston, West Virginia. Charleston man was accused of putting beer into an infant's bottle while babysitting. Best babysitter ever. He's part of the Babysitters Club now. He was charged with felony child neglect, creating the risk of injury. Criminal complaint accuses Williams of putting natural ice light beer. Oh, wasn't even
gross,
good beer,
dude.
Natural ice. That is
That's
so
sick.
Awful. That's like beer pong beer, dude. That's so gross. 11-month-old baby. That's sad. The police were unable to determine if the child drank any. The baby's mama, Ebony Williams, said her child vomited shortly after she took the bottle away. Is that funny? The baby's
like
making jokes?
It?
The baby's got jokes. He's like,
is that even like, it would kind of remind me of like a dog, because like I fed my dog beer before, whatever. Like I put it on in a bowl.
You're like, oh, look, he's drinking beer.
No. My That's dog, cool. I think this is what would kind of happen with a baby drinking beer. Right?
Guitar like, Hero Dave says natural ice, ..
But my dog, I put it in a bowl, right? And it's all fizzy. And she goes over and kind of like smells it, and the bubbles hit her nose. And she's like, and like, she looks at it and like kind of like pounces towards it, like stomps at it with her paws, and then she just, like, starts growling at it until it stops fizzing and shit, and then she tries to lick it, and then she does it again and snarls, little teeth are fucking all, like, she's like, what
That's
is
awesome.
That? It's fucking
I
up my
it.
Face. It tastes kind of good, and I want to lick it, but it keeps getting up my nose.
It's like when you're tripping on LSD, and you start, like, you know, your hands are kind of sweaty, and there's always that saying that, like, don't pet your animals when you're tripping on LSD, because it's in your sweat and stuff, supposedly. I don't know if it's true or not, but I swear every time I would be tripping back in the day and I would pet my cat, something would happen and the cat would freak out, or I'd like think it was dead all of a sudden and I'd like throw it because I'm so like I'm so high and it looks so dead and I'm just like but it's not in real life. But then you look at it and it's looking at you like, dude, I'm so fucking high right now. And I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but it might be, you know, you tripping, but it's just crazy.
I think it was just you tripping, dude.
It might have been. Tazewell, Tennessee, church burned down. Just saying, like, God.
Nice.
If anything, you would come out to protect your church.
I got a church account today.
Really?
It was fucking loaded.
Oh, of course, dude. Dude, they are so loaded.
There was 4 accounts, none of them under 100,000.
At least.
None of them under 100,000.
Untaxable money is good money.
I was like, and this lady.
Hold on. Can we do this Jam Hole Church thing?
I think we could.
Can we make it a fucking religion and not have to pay taxes?
We are the religion of not giving a fuck.
Of kicking your fucking ass. I mean, Scientology. Dude, Scientology can do it. We just need to find a good sci-fi writer to be like, yo, write us a Bible. The Bible of Jam Holy.
Oh, dude. Right now. Says, but I bet it was a dead church. So you know what?
I bet it was.
We should totally just... We should get it. We should name our church the Dead Church.
No, you can't do it that way. Oh. I mean, you could, I guess.
Could totally go against like all the like the with, Dead whatever. Church.
Well, I want to be like all the other dead churches. But anyway, there was like a fight that broke out in this church, and then it burned down. So, good one, God. That's God's house. It's no place to throw fists or shoot people or talk about shooting people.
My damn statue? It's what for you the thinking? Pop.
It's for the blessing of the Lord.
For the blessing of the Lord.
Not for burning it down. That's not what it's for. So, 70 years that the building was there for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's so awesome. Could you imagine like sitting in church bored as fuck? And all of a sudden, like, the adults start fighting. You're like, whoa. Thank you, God. And was that me? Was that me? Because I was totally praying for that. Thank you, God.
Some
fuck
kid was
yeah.
in there like, please set the church on fire. Please set the church on fire. Please set the church on fire. Please set the church on fire.
Guitar
yes,
Hero Dave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Guitar Hero Dave says, was the kid running around on fire in the church? Maybe. Same place.
Probably.
No, it wasn't. All right. You ready to get out of here? Thank you guys for being with us on a wonderful Friday night. We
Thank
will
you
see you guys
for
Monday.
For joining me in this holy matrimony.
Amen.
This is a marriage between us and everyone here. You realize that, right?
Is that a religion?
This could be.
Do you believe in it?
I believe in it.
I believe in it.
I believe in marrying every motherfucking person we listen to. This is a relationship.
That's funny, because I believe in having sex with them.
I'm all not so them. Much on the sex, but...
All of them. And the cat.
You're going to fuck Burger, NDS, Shazam, and Bird, and...
If I can get tax-exempt status, yes, I will fuck each and every one of you.
I'm a business. It's kind of slutty. I'm a whore.
I'm a prostitute.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Email us info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. The 250 video is...
Almost
rendering.
Done.
We watched it last night. We watched a little rough draft of it.
I pants, dude.
It's
I laughed
funny.
At myself.
I laughed.
It was
too.
Great.
Thank you, McNally, so much for fucking doing that. KeithCourage.com.
The ending's like my favorite, and the beginning's like my favorite.
Okay. Thank you. Don't. This is one movie, like video, that I don't
about.
Want you to actually spoil. Okay?
It's so amazing, though.
It is pretty cool. It's cool, great. Like, seeing that. Like, dude, that was us.
That
All
was
those
us.
People, they
we
were clapping for
us.
It's so fucking awesome. I was, I was very excited. So, yeah, we should have that up sometime in the next few days or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Whenever. Whenever he sends it to us, that's when it'll be done.
Yeah.
So, we'll see you guys Monday.
Monday.
Holla.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.